The Lord be with you.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
When Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of King Herod, behold, Magi from the east arrived in Jerusalem, saying, "Where is the newborn King of the Jews? We saw his star at its rising and have come to do him homage." When King Herod heard this, he was greatly troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. Assembling all the chief priests and the scribes of the people, he inquired of them where the Christ was to be born. They said to him, "In Bethlehem of Judea, for thus it has been written through the prophet, 'And you, Bethlehem, land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah, since from you shall come a ruler who is to shepherd my people Israel.'" Then Herod called the Magi secretly and ascertained from them the time of the star's appearance. He sent them to Bethlehem and said, "Go and search diligently for the child. When you have found him, bring me word, that I too may go and do him homage." After their audience with the king, they set out. And behold, the star that they had seen at its rising preceded them, until it came and stopped over the place where the child was. They were overjoyed at seeing the star, and on entering the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother. They prostrated themselves and did him homage. Then they opened their treasures and offered him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they departed for their country by another way. The Gospel of the Lord.
Good morning, everyone. Today we celebrate the Epiphany, or the manifestation of Jesus Christ as the Messiah, the Son of God, the Savior of the world. In today's Gospel, the three Magi, or more traditionally referred to as the three wise men or the three kings, represent the neighboring nations and the neighboring religions. These three come to pay homage to the Lord and recognize him as the Messiah. But again, one of the traditional references to them is the three wise men. But what does it mean to be wise? And what makes these three men that way? Sometimes we confuse wisdom with book smarts. We think, oh, that person has three PhDs. They're so smart and wise and brilliant. Now, I don't know about you, but I've met my share of brilliant minds that aren't necessarily wise. In order to be an officer in the military, you normally have to have a degree. And the higher rank that you are, the more degrees and the more letters you need after your name. But ask any lower enlisted soldier if their second lieutenant is a wise man, and they'll probably just laugh at you. One of the common jokes about junior officers is that they always get lost. They could get lost on their way to the dining facility, even with Siri giving them step-by-step directions. Don't misunderstand me. I have great respect for the officers in the military. They're good men trying to do their best, as we all are. But even if they are doing their best, they occasionally do get lost with GPS. The point is, though, that there's a real difference between being smart and being wise. True wisdom, the knowledge of right and wrong, the ability to discern the truth and put it into practice, does not come from college degrees. The Book of Wisdom says, "Resplendent and unfading is wisdom, and she is readily perceived by those who love her, and found by those who seek her. She hastens to make herself known to those who desire her. One who watches for her at dawn will not be disappointed." The Magi were wise and found salvation because they dared to believe that God exists, and they searched for him. That search was long and arduous, but they did it anyways. The Gospel says that when Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of King Herod, Magi from the east arrived in Jerusalem. We know a little bit about these magi. They were the highly educated and priestly class in Persia, in ancient Iran. Christian art often depicts them as three kings, but in fact, the Bible does not give a number, nor their gender, only a number of their gifts. Whoever they were, though, they had searched long and hard, trying to follow that star in the night sky. If you look at a map and find a modern-day Iran and modern-day Israel, these two locations are almost 1,000 miles apart. So these three magi traveled a great distance over mountains and hills and dangerous terrain, often traveled by bandits and people that are less than savory. To cross this distance on foot or by camel would have been difficult, very difficult. And yet, through 1,000 miles of that desert and mountain, they found the Christ. It is not always easy for us in our own days to find, to follow, and to believe in Jesus Christ. For some of us, following Christ is the easiest, most natural thing in the world. But for many more of us, it is often the most difficult. At times, it's a struggle to believe in Christ and in his church. Perhaps we have sons or daughters, parents or friends, neighbors or coworkers who struggle with faith in Jesus Christ or his church. Perhaps we're struggling with it. My friends, I want to tell you that this struggle is not evil. It is not bad. But it is a calling. When we come up against something in our faith that we struggle with accepting, it's a call from God to delve deeper into it. It's a calling to be open, to open up sacred scripture and see what God himself has said. It's a calling to open up the catechism and see what 2,000 years of the church and her saints reflecting on it have to say. It's a calling to push ourselves to confront that uneasiness within us, to do the hard work of the magi, crossing 1,000 miles of mountains and desert, following the star in the distance to find the small, unassuming Christ in a small, unassuming town, in a small, unassuming house. My brothers and sisters, following that star requires humility, great trust, a desire for truth, and a desire to find the Messiah. This is what makes the Magi wise. This is wisdom. And one who watches for her at the dawn will not be disappointed.